In the middle of the party, I commented to Mameha how peculiar it was to see everyone having so much fun without speaking the same language, considering that I'd been at a party with Nobu and another Japanese man earlier that evening, and we'd had an awful time. She asked me a bit about the party. "Three people can certainly be too few," she said after I'd told her about it, "particularly if one of them is Nobu in a foul mood." "I suggested he bring the chairman next time, and we need another geisha as well, don't you think? Someone loud and funny?" "Yes," said Mameha. "Perhaps I'll stop by." I was puzzled at first to hear her say this, because really, no one on earth would have described Mameha as loud and funny. I was about to tell her again what I meant when, all at once, she seemed to recognize our misunderstanding and said, "Yes, I'm interested to stop by, but I suppose if you want someone loud and funny, you ought to speak to your old friend Pumpkin." Since returning to Gion, I'd encountered memories of Pumpkin everywhere. In fact, the very moment I'd stepped into the Okia for the first time, I remembered her there in the formal entrance hall on the day Gion had closed, when she'd given me a stiff farewell bow of the sort she was obliged to offer the adopted daughter. I'd gone on thinking of her again and again all during that week as we cleaned. At one point, while helping the maid wipe the dust from the woodwork, I pictured Pumpkin on the walkway right before me, practicing her shamisen. The empty space there seemed to hold a terrible sadness within it. Had it really been so many years since we were girls together? I suppose I might easily have put it all out of my mind, but I'd never quite learned to accept the disappointment of our friendship running dry. I blamed the terrible rivalry that Hatsumomo had forced upon us. My adoption was the final blow, of course. But still, I couldn't help holding myself partly accountable. Pumpkin had shown me only kindness. I might have found some way to thank her for that. Strangely, I hadn't thought of approaching Pumpkin until Mameha suggested it. I had no doubt our first encounter would be awkward, but I mulled it over the rest of that night and decided that maybe Pumpkin would appreciate being introduced into a more elegant circle, as a change from the soldiers' parties. Of course, I had another motive as well. Now that so many years had passed, perhaps we might begin to mend our friendship. I knew almost nothing about Pumpkin's circumstances, except that she was back in Gion. So I went to speak with Auntie, who had received a letter from her several years earlier. It turned out that in the letter, Pumpkin had pleaded to be taken back into the Okia when it reopened, saying she would never find a place for herself otherwise. Auntie might have been willing to do it, but Mother had refused on the grounds that Pumpkin was a poor investment.
"She's living in a sad little Okia over in the Hanami-cho section," Auntie told me. "But don't take pity on her and bring her back here for a visit. Mother won't want to see her. I think it's foolish for you to speak with her anyway."
"I have to admit," I said, "I've never felt right about what happened between Pumpkin and me."
"Nothing happened between you. Pumpkin fell short and you succeeded. Anyway, she's doing very well these days. I hear the Americans can't get enough of her. She's crude, you know, in just the right sort of way for them."